For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. The American justice system requires some pretty highly tuned navigation skills. Now imagine you grew up under a different system and don't know how to speak English. Recently, I sat down with Tim Baird, who just retired as Mendocino County's Spanish-English court interpreter. He talked about his 30 years of interpreting languages and cultures in an environment where interpretation is everything.
I learned Spanish when my family moved to Mexico when I was about 12 years old. My dad was a Presbyterian minister who was slightly more progressive than the local church when it came to the civil rights movement. So there was some friction there, and my father decided to become a fraternal worker for the Presbyterian Church in Mexico, a missionary. After working in the wine business and construction in Ukiah for about 10 or 15 years, I was assessing my skill set to see what sort of a employment I might be able to get, and I realized that Spanish, speaking Spanish, was one of the skills that I had that I'd used throughout my working life. And I realized that people need help going to the doctor, they need help going to court, and so that's what got me interested in that field. The two legal systems are different between the two countries. Of course, United States is based on English common law. Spanish jurisprudence comes from the Napoleonic Code. And each has terminology that really doesn't translate to the other. So oftentimes, in interpreting for the Hispanics, I am defining words rather than just saying them by rote. Frequently, we get people in court who are either from the state of Oaxaca, which has, I think, 23 different distinct languages, not dialects, they're actually separate languages. The difficulty in trying to bring in exotic language interpreters is that so often the whole vocabulary is based on an ancient tribe, and they don't have the vocabulary to deal with modern day. So oftentimes, while most of the translation to them will be into their native language, when it comes to terminology for court specifics, they tend to lapse into Spanish. So native interpreters are not always the best forum for people to get the information they need.
So you basically had to do a lot of cultural interpreting as well as language interpreting.
Yes, and I have to assess if they're understanding or not. And I think that's an important role for an interpreter, to be aware of how much information people are actually processing. Because through the years, I became pretty adept at noticing when people were just starting to roll their eyes out of frustration and not getting it. And that's when I would intervene with the attorneys and have them explain a little bit, or to tell them that I was going to explain a little bit. Early on, I realized I'm not going to be able to fix all of the woes of society or to deal with everybody's concerns, but I could at least show a little bit of humanity in the system and make sure that people were at least getting the same treatment that an English speaker would receive in the court. We get everything from Bulgarian to Russian to all of the Asian languages. Interpreters are brought in from the Bay Area or from the Central Valley as needed. And as a last resort, they have something called Language Line, where you can phone up an agency who will put you in contact with whatever specific language you're dealing with. But it's not an ideal place to interpret. It's hard to do telephone interpreting. But as a last resort, the courts can deal with virtually any language. I'd say my main concern throughout my career has been to not harm anybody through misinterpreting, through not understanding what's going on. So it's a big responsibility that I always take very seriously. You have somebody's life in your hands, and you don't want to be making mistakes that are going to cost them more than they're already facing. When I was in a more informal setting with the attorneys, a lot of times I can explain to them some of the cultural differences that maybe don't line up well with our system. For example, the Hispanic defendants tend to be very agreeable and to always want to say yes and to not challenge authority, which is a cultural trait from their country where you really don't oppose the authorities at all. If you do, it's at your own risk.
A lot of us saw your picture in the paper when the State Interpreters Union put out a strike.
The union handled it very well. The courts were responsive. I was against the strike in the sense that I know people take a day off of work to come to court. These are people who can't afford to take endless days off of work. So I spoke with my union about the need to still deal with the clientele that was coming in so that they wouldn't miss more work than was absolutely necessary. And I came to an agreement with the union that I would strike in the morning, and then I told everybody to come back in the afternoon so the courts could deal with them. So it was sort of a compromise, Potemkin strike somewhat.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Sarah.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. We just heard from recently retired court interpreter Tim Baird.